No, dude. Talk about like read the room. But what was interesting to me is that, Secretary of State and all that shit, and everything, you know who never tweeted about him? Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Joe Biden. I didn't like, I mean, I don't follow any of the fucking Republicans, but I deliberately did go to see if Barack had said anything. Nope. The last thing that he tweeted was about Rosalynn Carter.
Jesus.
The New York Yankees tweet is
I
still up.
know. Yeah, that's awful. Also, I just realized we just missed a very good 8 minutes because I didn't push record. So here we are. That sucks because that was all really good.
That was very good content.
Damn.
That
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bam.
intro was
All right. So we're back at it. Welcome to the happy hour, everyone. I'm Dave. That's Beth. That's
Sorry.
Veronica. We're
Five,
talking
four,
about
three, two,
Henry
one. Blah,
Kissinger.
blah, blah.
Fuck that
Blah, blah.
guy.
Damn. Kissinger said, good.
That was a
Oh.
really good intro too.
Oh,
That's
damn
so
it. Bad.
I'm literally looking
Because they
up
were gonna
like,
be like, they were gonna be like, well,
how
how to
the fuck?
recover?
Oh yeah, I have no idea how at this point.
No. That's fine.
I'm like, well, let's see. If Zoom was on, is there like a backup recording somewhere of blah 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 blah
Oh.
blah? I don't know. We're probably stuck in the mud with that though, unfortunately.
Aw.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Pussyfoot.
Mark
Which I still
Anthony
don't know what that
and
was all about.
Pussyfoot.
That's the okay, so Mark Anthony's the name of the dog. I'll send you the YouTube link. Mark Anthony's the name of the dog. Pussyfoot is the name of the teeny tiny kitten.
Yep.
In the Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. They're like minor
They
characters.
only have
Yes.
4 episodes in the
I
entire
didn't know that
history
they
of
had
Looney
names.
Tunes. Oh, yeah.
And they all have
Oh.
names. Okay, so like the other day, do you know who Gossamer is?
Nope.
Oh my God. Okay. Gossamer's terrifying. But I the other day I was trying to tweet goddamn and my phone autocorrected to Gossamer. And so Gossamer's the really big red thing that just looks like a wig with
Oh
eyes.
yeah, he's like
Yeah.
he's like the damn it.
He's with, I think he's with Marvin the Martian sometimes.
Yeah, he's like a Marvin the
Yes.
Martian guy.
Yeah.
He's
Yeah.
like he's kind of like damn it. Or big
Like the
red dog. Who the
foreman?
fuck is that?
Clifford!
Clifford. He's
Clifford!
kind of like Clifford, but
Yeah.
no arms.
But he's
Only
just,
feet,
it's
no
just
legs.
hair and eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's a Marvin the Martian guy.
He's scary. And he's named
Marvin the
Gossamer
Martian
on
is
purpose
fucking
because
funny,
he's,
dude.
huh?
Marvin the Martian is fucking funny.
Yeah. Oh no, yes, he is.
Yeah.
And Gossamer was named such because like he it's like so juxtaposed to what he looks like. Like Gossamer is like
Yeah.
soft and light and airy, and he's like there's this big red hulking mass of
I've got to do that.
ridiculousness. Anyway,
Yeah.
everybody has names, but you don't always know them. But yeah, anyway, I'll find the clip of this particular Looney Tunes and we'll just post it for everybody so they know somewhat what we're talking
Oh, of
about.
course.
The
Okay.
cat and the dog.
Yeah,
You
Gossamer's the
missed
guy
a
who chases Bugs Bunny around too.
yes.
Bugs Bunny, a noted nemesis to Gossamer, Bugs
Yes.
Bunny in
Yes.
the Looney Tune universe.
Yes. We know so much about Looney Tunes.
Well, yeah, we practically grew up with them.
Yeah.
So, okay, just to catch up my hour. Readers, listeners, to what I was trying to do before, we got a message from Lorgan Macy of the Canadian
Morgan
Press.
Lowry.
Yeah,
Lowry.
it is Morgan Lowry. Holy Christ, that's a can't I can't look at that and then not look at it and then say it. Who was asking if we would like to comment on the Fur on Demand package? That
That
guarantees a
sounds so
visit.
kinky. Why did they name it?
Yeah. That
Yeah, I have
guarantees
not heard of this.
fans a visit from UP for close to $200. And I'm like, huh. I mean, UP, that's kind of weird. I don't recall Habs asking for cash to have the mascot like meet kids. He's fucking all over the place half the time at events, you know.
Maybe it's a prank.
I'm wondering that now because I just looked it up. I
It's a
am.
fucking Leafs fan.
Because I just Googled this, right?
Yeah.
And Oh wait, okay, NHL, okay. So I found a one on oh, it's actually real. Something from
Yeah.
Reddit, but it was posted on Twitter. Book UP to your seat during a game, add fur on demand option when you purchase your ticket to Oh, it's
Reserve a
too during the
personalized
game.
visit from your lovable mascot directly to your seats. For the low, and then the first comment on it, for the low price of $195, that is
Plus a
an,
ticket.
and yeah, plus the ticket, yeah.
Well,
Oh, we have great comments on Reddit about this.
who would want Yuppie to come visit a school? You're going to charge a school? You're rich,
No.
Montreal Canadiens.
See, now it's kind of like they charge a school to get a player there.
Really?
Unless there's some sort of CH Foundation thing going on. You know what I mean? For example, I play the camp and whatnot. These are retired players that play with us every once in a while, and they're paid. They're that's not on the generosity of their heart. But the mascot, that's interesting. It's really interesting. I'm at a whoop, I don't know how
Yeah,
to.
it's a little weird for me.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
It's kind of
But
like
if
one
it's
of
just
those,
to your seat during a game, I
like
mean, like,
you can't make it cheap enough that everybody and their fucking sister would do it, you know, because then you'd be running around, you know, losing all his fur or whatever it
That's
is.
true. I'm not a mascot person. Like next to a mascot, it's like this giant head, I
and
just usually would
it's
like
actually
for
a
them,
person
I
inside.
would pay $200 for them to just not bother me.
If I had a rival with me at a game, I would shore up $200 to have Yuppie
Well, yeah, I mean, like
chased.
Chris, of
No, not even
course.
Chris. I'm talking about freaking Dave, the Bruins guy. Like, Chris
Ew.
loves Yuppie. Chris,
Okay.
when Chris and I went to
Chris
the
is a good
skate one
dude.
time at the Bell Center, like, Yuppie came on and he was like, "My man!" And I was like,
Chris is great.
that's funny. Chris is awesome. I fucking love Chris. I
Yeah,
fucking
Chris
love
is great.
Dave too. He's the guy that I got the Brendan Gallagher birthday thing for because he hates Brendan Gallagher. And I'm like, and it was, it Gallagher really hammed it up too. It was really, really good. Hey, here you're a Bruins fan. Here you got to move your skates on the ice when you're playing with the boys. Maybe sharpen up those edges a bit there, bruh.
Did you guys see that George Santos is doing cameos? Ugh, yes. He's fucking
I
loving
would pay the
this.
fee to insult him. And so he has to
He
read it.
is loving this. John Fetterman
Oh, that guy
paid
is.
George Santos to send a cameo to Bob Menendez.
Oh my God. Really?
And he George Santos is loving every second of the camera time, I'm telling you.
I bet he is, because that guy
Yeah.
needs
He
everything
loves
he
drama.
can to not think about
There's
living
something
with,
deeply wrong with
yeah,
him.
not think about living with rats when he was a child. So the package includes, literally, that's what I heard from his Wikipedia, because it's true. This package includes a brief but special in-seat visit from Yuppie during a Canadiens game personalized to one fan, plus one Yuppie-themed swag bag valued over $75. All right, so you get stuff. Yuppie will arrive armed with confetti and a sign customized to your for your occasion, making for a whirlwind experience and a photo op to remember. It's for the kid.
For the
But
kids.
then I get why people are like, I want to bring my kids to the game and not have to put a lien on my house. You know, it's such a
It's already so much money just to, for a ticket.
Oh, okay, they're saying extremely limited number of reservations are available per game. All right, now I'm getting kind of pissed about that. It's like we can only do five of these per game. It's like, all right, make sure we make
Well,
it like a grand every game. It's like, come on. Come on. Come on. I don't know. That's a I get the business end of it, man, but it's also like there's ads on fucking jerseys now.
Yeah, there's ads on jerseys, home and away, home and
And the
away.
away jerseys now.
And there's the ads on the boards, the dynamic ads on the boards that are
There's
f
ads on the ice. There's ads on the glass.
Yeah, like
I got a picture
I
with
was
Gritty for free when I saw him. And all he did was, you know, take off my pants and throw me down an elevator shaft. It was
he's a
amazing.
man of the people.
Escalator, excuse me, not elevator. My bad. I
And
was
you and I, Dave, got a picture with Yuppie.
Yeah, we did.
Remember at that game that night?
It was after the game. We were on the ice, like not on the ice, but still in the stands.
Oh, we got yelled at. We had to go.
Yeah.
Remember? They're
And
like, you guys got to get out of
he
there. I'm
was
like,
down there
oh.
and we went down and got a picture with him.
Yeah, it's probably because we didn't pay. That's weird though. I'm a
You'd be
little, I don't know.
obliged.
I it's $100. Man, come on. People are, I mean, we're quite privileged with the, the slight connection we have and our ability to be able to go to games. You know, not everybody has that, especially if you have a family, especially if you have like kids. Oh my God, I couldn't imagine wrangling children to a hockey seat at a stadium. I'd be losing my mind. Losing my mind.
I
That's
have
weird.
been to an NHL game with children before. It is not easy. Even the it was three adults and four children. And it was still
You are outnumbered.
tough. Yes.
4-3.
In Las Vegas. In Las
Oh.
Vegas.
Okay, Destroyer Maker 2 days ago edited this comment. For that price, he'd better give me a blowjob.
Oh my
Reddit is amazing.
Reddit is a lawless
Yeah.
place. But it's also, I learn things on Reddit.
I
Yeah,
don't.
sometimes I Google something and the only place, like the top search item, Like if
is
you
on
ever want a copycat Reddit. recipe from a restaurant, Reddit and TikTok are the places to go.
Ooh, oh, this is
Interesting.
on our halves, by the way. And yes, no, that is very true. I'm going to read one more of these comments, and I'm going to move on. This guy, coincidence control, 2 days ago. I'm so glad this sub allows what are clearly jokes, period. I got permanently banned on the Smashing Pumpkins subreddit for an innocuous jerking off joke and received a private message from the moderator scolding me. There are kids in here for fuck's sake. Keep that sick shit to yourself next time you're at a children's birthday. Try and make that joke and see how the parents react. End quote. I called him a fucking idiot and pointed it out. It was clearly a joke. Woo! Fucking love Reddit. I actually hate Reddit. I hate Reddit so much. It is
It
a
used to
step
be
away from
better,
4chan, man.
but well, it depends where you're looking, it
because
depends on
I,
what part of Reddit you're on.
oh.
Like I don't know where I am really. I have the app and I have a
Don't know
profile,
where I
but
am.
you know,
Fucking.
but the true crime Reddit is pretty good.
True crime Reddit is great.
Yeah.
Okay. When you get away from sports Reddit, everything's, roses and rainbows.
Well, it's not roses and rainbows, but everybody kind of has the same interest that I do. And just quickly, there was this was this happened now 3 years ago. A woman who is from my community disappeared one day. Her husband came home, and all the doors were unlocked, and she just wasn't there. And her phone and all her shit. Anyway, long story short, her name is Trina Hunt, everybody. A couple of months later, her remains were found in Hope, British Columbia, which is where they were said to have been the weekend that she disappeared. And it just all of these things, right? And everybody's like immediately, all I had to hear was he had no idea where she was. And I'm just like, okay, you need
Well,
to get away with
he
her.
obviously murdered her ass. Damn
And
it.
so on
Damn it.
Reddit, like,
So
and he
easy.
just kind of fell off the face of the earth. And it, with these cases, you know, you usually have to wait for somebody to have a falling out and come and talk and start talking. You know, somebody gets divorced, somebody gets pissed off, and somebody's going to talk, because you can't indict a guy unless you're sure that you can convict him,
Yeah.
right? And
When you're aiming
so,
for the
like,
devil,
yep, exactly. And
don't
so,
miss.
there are some, like, Beth knows very well there are cases that are solved 20 years later, but I'm so upset because I solved that case in 10 minutes.
It was a different
Painful.
world back then. Polaroids and disposable cameras.
Anyway, a woman found him. He's got his hair really long now. He was sitting in a Dairy Queen and she started filming him on the phone, and she was kind of being a pain in the ass, but I'm just like, who cares? He's a murderer.
Yeah, he's a murderer.
But
He's a murderer.
yeah, he's still around.
Awesome. Possum.
Allegedly, allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Let's see, what happened? All right. So last time we recorded, it was after the absolute thumping that the Habs took, thanks to the LA Kings. This was following a shootout win against San Jose, thank God. And then a win against the Ducks as well. They look kind of convincing. That loss against the Kings, don't really have to talk about that. That was
We already did.
awful, awful, awful 60 minutes of hockey. However,
Bad.
the first time that the Habs had been shut out this season, and all that jazz. What followed, of course, these next two games, for whatever reason, I couldn't watch either of these for A, B, and
Failure.
C. I was drinking
Just kidding.
all week last week. I didn't even have a really good reason aside from the boys
That's
and the
reason.
lady
That's reason.
on another
Gotcha.
occasion.
They'll get you.
Okay. Ooh, why is that up there? That is going to mess up the recording. No, it's not. Okay. So, Columbus Blue Jackets, Habs take it 4-2 in what was apparently a rather easy win for the Habs. All truth told, looking at the play-by-play game summary here, and I don't have the thing that I really like having here. Where is it? There it is. Patrick Laine opens the scoring, 4 minutes in, 1-0, unassisted. I assume that was a breakaway,
It was.
and I'm going to
Shorty?
assume. Wait, what's that?
Was it a shorty? Am I cutting
I
out?
don't think so, and I'm going to assume Montembeau. And yet, yeah, that makes sense. So, all right.
Oh my
So
God.
there's the however, followed by Alex Newhook, who is now Alex No Hook because he is injured for the next 10 weeks. And boy, howdy, let me tell you, I don't understand why the Habs didn't can their medical staff. Because these injuries are still happening with the old med. Wait a second. Oh, excuse me. They did can most of the medical staff and change them with other people? Are you telling me? Wait. Hold up. You're telling me that changing the medical staff does not affect what happens on the ice?
Talker.
And I love how people are just fucking silent about that, too.
I know. It
Like, it's
just
like,
it's ugh.
we got what we wanted, but we didn't get what we wanted.
Yeah.
Man, fucking of
And
course not.
I think we're at
Anyway,
an injury pace worse than last season.
it's not any better. No, I know that much. Like, who are we missing? Kirby Dach, big one. Holy Christ!
Game one.
Yeah, game one. Bye.
Game one.
Alex Newhook, god damn it. But you know who's been really surprising me since he got pulled up? Freaking Mitchell Stevens.
Mitchell Steven.
That guy, holy Christ, he's like a Rottweiler out there. Like he's in the corners hard. Not like
He has a
hard.
good
He's
bit of NHL experience. He
hard.
just hasn't produced a ton in the NHL. He in the minors, he's blowing it up. He's got 20 plus goals in most of his, like at least lately, his last few like minor league season. He just doesn't produce as much. I mean, also most likely because he's on the bottom lines, in the NHL. But he plays hard.
Yeah, he absolutely does. Now, Newhook ties it up in the first period, followed, however, by Y Chinakov. Makes it 2-1 Columbus. Chinakov? I actually don't know how to
No,
pronounce his
no
name, so
idea.
I just saw that China is in it, and then Kov, and then so the China
China.
Kov. Makes it 2-1, but of course, thank God we have this guy named Cole Caulfield on the
Igor.
team. 2-2.
It's Igor.
Oh wait, that was in the second period. Jesus, I can't even read English.
Yeah,
I should
first
just
period, no goals.
first period, no goals. So
And that
second
was
period.
Cole's first goal in like a long
Yes, it
time.
was.
Spot-ass.
Thank God, because people are going antsy.
Yeah.
So 2-2, assist by Dvorak. Welcome back. And Slafkovský. Even though Dvorak's been in the lineup for
He's
a
been back
bit.
for a while, yeah.
And kind of producing. He's there. He's doing stuff and not like, being awful at it. This is followed by, of course, a third period in hockey. Third period followed by a second period after the intermission, mind
The
you.
third period follows the second
Yeah,
period.
there it is. See, right there.
Right?
Easy, easy. See,
Yeah.
love it. Sports,
Yeah.
logical
Linear.
progression,
Linear.
unless something happens. Yoar Mia, second of the season, assist by Matheson and Barron. And then Matheson with another assist with his buddy, Gustav Lindstrom.
Yes.
His second of the season as well. And of course, Lidstrom being a call up from Laval. I think he was the no.
We got him from the Red Wings.
No, I know, I know. I'm just thinking
Oh.
he wasn't the call up for Jack Eye. He was the call up for I thought we lost
Savard?
I
No.
don't know. I
No.
don't think
No,
so,
no, no.
no. Because I think Struble came up for
Oh.
a Jack Eye.
Jack Eye.
Regardless,
I don't know.
speaking of
Everyone's
Jack
dead.
Eye, we're hearing that he's gonna be with Laval.
Yes.
Activated on oh yeah, when's the next Laval
When do
game? I
they
gotta look
play
that up.
again? Watch them
Like
be playing right now.
tomorrow, right now?
Yeah, I was actually thinking, are they on right now? Am I missing a Laval Rocket game right now? Nah, it's too late for that right now. Full schedule. Today
Weird
is
that
the
it's a weird choice because you said that Laval sucks.
well, yeah, Laval's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, at
They
least at
play
beginning of the season.
Binghamton tomorrow.
Sweet. I love Binghamton.
What's
Where's the fucking zoom in button on Acrobat? Damn, Jesus Christ, guys. I just want something I can use.
But it's a plus
this
sign.
calendar is terrible.
Wait, no,
It
that's
shows you.
Belleville.
Oh, Belleville, sorry.
Yeah, the
I was like,
Senators.
it's
It is a B. It is a B, and it's at home,
Binghamton,
so.
who is Binghamton? Binghamton, I feel like Binghamton has a team.
It sounds like it's in the United
That's
States.
Vermont.
Yeah.
Binghamton, that's Burlington and Binghamton are both in Vermont. Shit. Wait a second.
Burlington, if you didn't, Burlington was my city for my Spotify Wrapped.
Binghamton is actually a city in New York State. I knew that because as soon as I said it, I'm
Hold
like,
on.
I always get this
Okay.
mixed up, and
Hold
I'm
on.
right because Binghamton
Okay.
has a red panda at their zoo. I just looked them
Oh,
up. That's amazing. And that is
wait,
where
so.
the Devils are.
Oh. Binghamton has a minor professional hockey team in the FPHL, which is the Federal Prospects Hockey League. Never heard of it, but they are the Binghamton Black Bears.
They also have the Devils
Well,
the
I was thinking of
AHL.
a minor league hockey team because I was like
What are they called? The
the big
FPL?
FPHL, Federal Prospects Hockey League, which
Federal.
is based. Oh, I don't know if they mean the league is based there or just the team is based there.
I'm
Federal
just
sounds
looking at
sort of
this
so
page. I'm
Soviet to me.
thinking, what is going on here? What is this? The new league, it's professional ice hockey, independent minor league with teams in the Midwestern, Southern, and Northeastern United States. The FPHL began operations in November 2010 as the Federal Hockey League. Don Kernan, is the league commissioner. The league has also occasionally branded itself as the Federal Professional Hockey League from 15 to 18 until it began using the blah, 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 blah. All right, where is
Oh,
the.
Binghamton used to have the Binghamton Devils, but they don't anymore. They left in 2021.
This is what? How come they have such an extensive Wikipedia page?
Oh, speaking of Wikipedia, the year's almost over. Only 2% of Wikipedia users donate
I
to
sent Dave
this.
a meme about this.
Was pretty funny too.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, give them $1, please, or
Give them
two.
a fucking dollar. If all of our listeners gave them a $1, 2% of the users, and everybody uses Wikipedia every
Yeah.
fucking day. Where is that meme? I'm gonna
Yeah.
send it to you because it's really
It
funny.
was really funny. Yeah, no, that'd be good. Wikipedia is cool.
Yeah, give Wikipedia some money.
So Blue Jackets defeated. Jerks.
Bye.
Then the
Bye.
Panthers and yeah, I didn't watch this game either. And fucking any game against the Panthers is a shit
It was
show.
bad. It was bad.
Oh, it was very hard to watch.
Oh yeah, no, it looks like it. I
Like
mean,
I if you didn't come into the game with clinical depression, you had it by the time it was over.
yeah,
Twenty-two shots in
get up
total
your
for the
meds by the
Habs.
time the third period rolled around.
I'm gonna make an educated guess and see that. Oh, poor Caden Primo. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Barkov, Bennett, Rodriguez, Verhaeghe, score in the midst of the second and third periods makes it 4-0 Florida until Jonathan Kovacevic saves face for the team, only to then be That looks like an empty netter, even though I don't think it actually is, and it's not listed as an empty netter from Oliver Ekman
I don't think it was an
Larson.
empty netter. I forgot that OEL was with the Panthers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you pronounce it.
Well.
Right, yeah. Okay. So they
Wee.
lost, and that sucked. Then
Bye.
the Habs went up against the fucking Devils, and guess what?
No, they didn't.
Is that the red team? No, it's the Red Wings. Went up against the Red Wings
The Red
in the first period.
Wings.
3-0 against the Habs. The Devils here. Damn
The
it.
Red
The
Wings.
Red Wings.
How come I'm getting that mixed up?
It's okay.
The Devils would make sense. The Red Wings, not as much. So the Red Wings, the Detroit, that's what it is. It's Detroit and Devils. So the Detroit Devils and the New Jersey Red Wings, completely throwing me off here. The Red Wings, the winged tire. Veleno, Fisher, Sprong makes it 3-0. Detroit.
Has sprung.
Yeah, Sprong. And then Justin Barron gets his fifth of the season. Good for Justin Barron. Habs tied for the lead in defenseman scoring. Weird enough. I think
Good
we
for
spoke
Justin
about that
Barron because
before.
he was kind of responsible for a couple of goals against. Yes.
Jaromir continues his streak and scoring in games that are so strange. That was in the second period, makes it 3-2 against Habs, still trailing, I mean. Followed by Alex Debrincat, makes it 4-2 Detroit. That ends the second period. Third period, heroes.
Heroes.
Suzuki, thank God, on the power play, by God. Which was also starting to get because we had a good stretch there. We had a
Yeah.
power play goal a game for a bit there
Yeah. Yeah.
until it stopped working. And then finally Suzuki got it. Power play goal brings the Habs within one. And then Gustav Lindstrom again, third of
Yeah. A beauty. Yeah.
the season, makes
Against
it
his former team.
against his former team, makes it 4-4. And then we go into overtime. And frankly, a game I did not think they'd be getting a point out of that. Face off happens in overtime. The Habs do not touch it for the full 54 seconds it takes Jay Whalman to shoot it, and yeah, that's it. So the
Yes.
good job, Habs.
Also, Dave, just so you're aware, the Red Wings are second in the
Yeah,
division
they're
currently.
doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And they just acquired Patrick Kane. And they've got Steve Yzerman.
Patrick Kane is bullshit. He was shit last year for the Rangers. He's going to be shit this year for the Red Wings.
Yeah,
I
but
can't wait for
no.
that to blow up in their face. Or in a cab. Bazinga.
Matter of time.
Matter of time. It's just going to happen. He's going to take a cab
However,
at some point and he's going to get angry.
I wasn't able to watch that game live because I had a hot date.
Oh.
But
Oh, that's right. We were giving you updates.
I filled everyone
that's
in
right,
on the
was that Saturday
sadness.
night?
It was Saturday.
Yes.
And I remember looking at my phone, like it was a very early dinner for reasons. Looking at my phone, I'm like, oh, well, I'm glad I'm missing this one. And then I looked
Yeah.
at my phone again. It's tied.
Yeah.
You're
You
welcome.
know?
Yeah,
It was
well, I
depressing
mean,
at first, but
fuck. But yeah.
Freaking
Like
A.
that's shitty. And so then, you know, there was a sentiment of, you know, don't start playing in the fucking third period.
Exactly. Play the
Right?
entire damn game. And
Yeah.
you know, that's kind of a collapse on the other side. You're up by 3-0 and you end up needing overtime after a 4-4 tie to win the game. So fuck you. Fuck you, Detroit Red Wings. Fuck you, fucking
Yeah,
Jeff Petrie.
fucking Jersey Red Wings, douchebags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so after that game, Nick Suzuki made mention of our first periods aren't good.
No, not. I think they're actually among the worst in the NHL. Something like the Habs through how many games would that be? 21, 22 games have scored like 12 goals in the first period.
Yeah. Not good.
Interesting.
Which brings us to Monday's game.
Yes, Monday's game against the Kraken of Seattle. I'm not going to get that one mixed up. A team full of misfits and miscreants, the likes of which I will never fucking remember.
Was that kid, what's his name now? Shane Wright? Was he even there?
No.
No,
No.
he's in the AHL.
No, he wasn't even there. And nobody even made mention of it.
And everybody
That
who tried
I did.
to that penalty on Matheson was bullshit. Oh my
Oh.
I love Grubauer. I love Grubauer very much, but
I know.
Grubauer was so far out of the crease.
There's all right. There's
We
there.
thought
There's
that
a lot
Grubauer was
of.
going to get the penalty.
Yeah.
There's
Even
so
the
much.
color commentators thought he was going to get a penalty.
There's so much leniency when it comes to goalies, and I get it. Goalie gets ran over, doesn't look that good.
What was
However,
Matheson supposed to do? He was trying to avoid
a
him.
goalie is also a player, a
Yep.
multimillionaire that's,
And he takes up
paid to be
a
good at the
lot of
team. Yeah.
space wherever he's at.
It's just, yeah, that was so ridiculous. Situation that happened, Grubauer was like 27 feet outside of his crease, and
Yep.
Matheson collided with him after just
While
whatever
trying to
play.
do an acrobatic somersault.
Yeah, after
Good for him.
after whatever play had occurred and was assessed, the Habs were
Was
assessed a penalty.
Slavkovsky almost got a fucking tap in.
Yeah, no, and Slavkovsky, it was second time this season he was on the first line with Suzuki and Caulfield. They were
Like
reunited.
it. Like it.
And that is an experiment that I don't know how long that's gonna last for. Because yeah, it looked good, but they're not scoring.
Well, I will just say this. I came home, it was 13, so it was already 1-0 Habs, 13 minutes remaining in the first. The minute I walked through the door, I witnessed turnover after turnover after turnover in favor of the Habs and like so many like great, like it was just like who is this team? Who is this team? It was I was very pleased when I watched that game. And something that I meant to mention earlier is another player that I've been quite impressed with is Struble.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Yes.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
No, that guy is he's a
Does not
good
look out
egg
of
there.
place whatsoever.
Not a bit.
He's
He's a
Nope.
good egg. Good egg. He's a good round, not a white egg, brown egg. And so good.
And the player that everybody wants to trade whenever he does something good is Dvorak. That's another
Yeah.
guy that I will reiterate.
Not sure what to do
I
about Dvorak.
have no complaints with about Dvorak.
Now, with that being said, Monahan, Pearson, Monahan again. All of which, it was mentioned that these were all guys that haven't scored in forever. And who hadn't scored in forever? Well, let's talk about it. So it's 3-0 Montreal in the second period. Then Mr. McCann with two N's scores for Seattle, makes it 3-1, followed by
Never
Vince
heard of him.
Dunn. Every time I heard that guy's fucking name, I was like, country
Dun
music
dun
singer Vince
dun.
Dunn? Is that who we're talking about? That Vince Dunn? Vince and Dunn? Is that who it is?
It's Brooks and Dunn.
Shit! You're right.
I think. Hold on.
There's another one in there. Unless
Hold
I'm
on,
thinking
but
I think
I
unless I'm
think.
thinking of Vince
Hold on.
Gill,
Maybe think. Oh,
which could very well be the
it's.
case.
Okay, so
Digging
it's
up
Brooks and Dunn
bones.
is. It's Ronnie Dunn.
Digging
And
up
then
bones.
there's
Ronnie
talking
digging
about
up bones.
country
Singers?
singers. Oh,
Country
okay.
singers.
Vince Gill is married to Amy Grant.
Talking like late 80s, early
Yes.
90s
I thought they got divorced.
country,
Oh, do they get like they're super Christian?
which is
I think
the
this.
dominant, superior era of country music for all those that are inquiring.
No, they're still married. They're still married. That was a
Yeah.
lie.
Yeah, like they do all
He
this
is
fucking.
previously divorced. He was married to a woman named Janice Oliver from 1980 to 1998.
Ooh, that took a while.
Oh, and apparently he, like, is that the Eagle? And apparently he is now a member of the Eagles.
No, I
That's
refuse to accept him as a
since
member of the Eagles.
2017, they brought him in to be a part of the Eagles.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Max was telling me about this music that he was listening to, and he was making fun of it or whatever. And I go, I'm pretty sure that's a Christian band. And he's like, no wonder it was so
Creed
awful. Just like, yeah, I think that's what it was.
with arms wide open.
Like they try to sound
Yeah.
like Pearl Jam, but they're
Yes,
like
that's
something that's
exactly
Creed.
it. That's
It's
exact. As
Creed.
soon as you said Christian, man, I'm like that. He's probably talking about
Yeah, it's
Creed.
Creed. It's
It
just
is the
awful.
ultimate dad rock. Whenever
Yeah.
it's actually a bit of a thing now. I think people play it to be purposely
Ironically,
ironic
okay,
at
but
a
like
bar.
it's fine, but that's what I listened to like as a kid.
Yeah, me
Christian
too.
music?
Well, I mean that too, but like dad rock, like Nickelback,
Well, Nickelback's not
Buck
Creed.
Cherry,
Let's take a step
Creed.
back here. And never mind all the crazy shit that the Creed lead singer has done since not being in the limelight. That guy is fucking insane. He's like Kid Rock insane. Anyway,
Baylor. Breaking Benjamin.
Yep.
Vince Dunn
it's flipped.
Makes it 3-2. Montreal still, but you know, closing it up there. And then they pull the goalie, and God bless America and Canada.
Yep.
North America.
In Ontario, I think that's where he's from.
Ontario. The power
God
horse.
God bless Ontario.
Finally scores.
Finally.
His first of the season. The first since March, I think, last season, something like that.
Yeah.
Which was also an empty netter. Josh Anderson is now the new
Max
Pacioretty.
If he doesn't score a 5-on-5 soon, that like the Twitter is going to be relentless.
They're already.
And he had a great assist on Monahan's goal, the first one to open the scoring. Yeah. That was a great play.
Yes.
So there it is.
Pearson, finally. I picked Pearson every game to get the first Habs goal.
And he
didn't get the first one yesterday, but I was just like, fucking fine. Because when I looked at the fucking stats after the game, Pearson led the team in shots, 6. And he doesn't just shoot. Man, he is so snake bit. I can't believe he doesn't have like 20 goals.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And I'm really just glad that for somebody who really was not happy about being traded here, how hard he is still working for this team.
Well, yeah. That's what you do when you're a professional.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's a good dude.
Yep.
He's a good dude.
And
yep. On and off the ice.
This was Montembeau's first game with his new shiny contract of 3 years, which pretty much sets in stone that one of Allen or Primo will be probably on the way out.
I was at work and I didn't get...
Or something.
For like an hour, I was like, is it going to be a sign and trade? Like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Like,
just
no,
a sign.
Please.
That's all.
Just a sign.
Here's your sign.
I saw the sign.
They're like ABBA, eh? The Ace of Base didn't speak English. They would just learn the words and sing the song.
Damn.
Okay, so a comment on that. In one of the intermissions on Saturday, they were talking about the Montembeau contract, and there was, you know, speculating that the Habs aren't going to ride 3 goalies for the rest of the season. And then Kevin Bieksa said, you know, well, when you're talking about the Habs, like, sorry, Habs fans, the Habs aren't going to make the playoffs. You know, why do you have to trade one of them? Why don't you just roll 3 goalies?
Yeah.
And as soon as he said, sorry, Habs fans, the Habs aren't going to make the playoffs, I'm like, the Habs are going to make the motherfucking playoffs, yo. They're going to make the playoffs because Kevin Bieksa said that. Mark my words. And it doesn't hurt.
December 5th.
Sucks.
Marked.
Yep. It doesn't hurt that Toronto sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of surprises that are not surprising, but this one actually is surprising. Fucking Rangers tonight.
What?
Ridiculous.
Demolished by the Senators, 6-2.
Ridiculous. Depressing.
Who else did the Senators demolish recently?
They are
the Capitals.
They're a weird team.
The Capitals.
Yeah, they're a
Capitals.
Weird team.
Was it the Capitals?
Well, the Capitals.
I don't know if it was the Senators, but it was
too.
Like a shocking.
Oh no, the Cap. Oh, I think the Kraken defeated the Capitals really bad.
Yeah,
okay.
Like 8-1, or no, that was like no. I'm thinking of Lightning and Dallas or whatever.
It was bad.
Yeah.
The listeners are the Lightning. That's what I'm talking about. And then the next day they got a shutout.
Yeah, they're one of those teams that yep. There it is. There's that one.
I hate.
Where is it?
Come on, just tell me the stuff I want to know.
Hate is a strong word, Veronica.
Why did that happen? Why does it move by itself? God damn it! No, there it is. 8-1. Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Woo, woo. That's a rough one. Haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah, I don't understand what is happening in Ottawa.
Yeah, didn't the GM or some shit, like the owner, say something about we're not doing anything? I realize that Ottawa fans are restless, but...
Oh, like they're not hiring a GM. They said, like, I think yesterday, they said they're not rushing to hire a GM. They want a two... They said verbatim that they want a two-person thing like we have in Montreal.
Right.
So... You're not gonna find another Hugo. Sorry.
No.
Sorry about it.
Unless they bring
You're
back
out.
unless they get in Bergevin and Timmins, and then it'll be a real
Oh,
fucking
Bergevin's sitting pretty in LA. He's
yeah, oh
having a good
yeah, because
time.
LA, man, LA's fucking holy Christ, LA's good. Like, oh boy, they're good. Holy crap. Ridiculous. That's it. That's all the Habs news I got.
Do you want to talk about the bullshit the NHL pulled today or announced today?
Oh, that they're gonna have the draft at the Sphere,
Well, they're having the draft at the Sphere
which is
in
gonna be
Vegas,
fucking nuts, by the
and it's going
way.
to be the last centralized draft.
All right. What do
Oh
they mean
yeah.
by centralized draft?
They're not going to have everybody be in one place for the draft anymore after this upcoming draft. They're going to do it basically by Zoom, like it was during COVID. It's going to be a lot less fun. And like I think like they're at least I know at least the players aren't going to be there anymore, but like maybe like the GMs and stuff are going to be in place. I don't remember exactly. They've been discussing this for a hot minute, and the preliminary vote was for it. And I guess to like this week during the whole Board of Governors meeting, they've agreed that they're not going to have everybody be in one place for the draft anymore. They're going to do it all virtually. Well, the
Now,
draft's kind of boring. It is kind of boring. Except
well,
for like,
it's
well, the
yeah.
first night's not.
The first night, yeah.
It's like
Well, I
yet
just kept on waiting for the Habs picks.
it's yet another step into mediocrity for the NHL.
Yeah. Like that's like one of the few things that like everybody looks forward to every year that's really fun for the entire league.
Half the goddamn Habs fan base doesn't even watch the games for the games, to watch the games to see how bad the tank can be for a higher draft pick.
Playing
Yeah.
GM.
Yeah,
Yep.
all
The
the
most
fucking time.
futile exercise
How
on the planet.
is it too expensive to rent out arenas you play in? Some bullshit. TV rights
I don't know.
aren't there.
I honestly don't know why this was brought up or why they
Yeah, why
decided
is
to
that?
change
Why
it.
was that
I
something
don't
that
know. But like
do.
it's something that's been talked about since the beginning of the season.
Why it's an item on the agenda is like there's 8 million other things.
It's cutting into their golf time or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Fuck.
And like it makes me really sad, like, 'cause I mean, I've been watching hockey for over a little over a decade, and like I just recently had the opportunity to be able to go to the draft and experience that for the first time. And it makes me sad for like all other fans that were like, "Oh, I want to do that someday," and now they can't, like unless they are somehow able to get to Vegas next summer.
Yeah.
Jesus. I just
And like, it's just like it was a really cool opportunity, like just to see people that you normally don't get to see,
Yeah.
like in the hockey world. And like we made friends, like we made so many friends. I know other people who have made friends at other drafts, and stuff like that. Like it's a chance to like say the draft was in I don't know, friggin' Minnesota. Like most people aren't gonna go to Minnesota for a vacation or whatever, but if you're going to the NHL draft, like that's a reason to go, and it's you experience a city that you might not otherwise have ever gone to. And now like those city I mean those cities are I mean granted like they still have the teams or whatever, but those cities are losing out on tourism money, like, and then these fans are losing out on this experience, and it's just I don't understand.
Well, that just leaves it to show that the last best draft was Montreal. Hands down. Hands down. I'm reading Stanley Cup of Chowder, and the person, Sky on Air, at Sky on Air underscore on Twitter. Wow, they still have the Twitter bird up there too. That's funny. Wrote this on October 26th. So this isn't fucking old news at all. So it's gonna be a bit wordy. This is verbatim. So why are they decentralizing? The NHL first began the public conference format of the draft 1984 when they took. Okay, I'm gonna skip that. Meanwhile, most of the other sports league entry drafts have otherwise done away with having the GM and scouting staff being at the event and have focused it on being a fan and fan reaction. Has it worked? For the most part, it appears that the answer is yes. MLB, NFL, basketball, NBA,
NBA.
etc., etc. For the content creator and the scout, both amateur and professional, this is one of the best times of the year where you can network and come together, and quite a few of them disagree with the idea primarily on the terms of the draft being a place where the entire league comes together, where now we would not have any such place. However, it remains a broadcast that is difficult to call enthralling, and for what it's worth, it seems that GMs dislike it as well, according to Elliot Friedman on his podcast. Myriad teams are sick of everyone being able to just kind of hover around each other, and have insinuated that teams have been able to look over one another's shoulders and completely screw each other up. So naturally, that made that particular bit of gamemanship disappear. GMs and scouts get to stay at home. There was another bit of that saying that it'd be cheaper. Don't have the lodge, you know, the entire brass and travel and et cetera and this and the other thing. So I literally thought the first thing I thought was like expense. They're trying to save a penny.
You guys remember, like, was it Calgary's, like, one of Calgary's, like, their AGM or somebody died, like, the day that we all got
One of the scouts, I believe it was.
Yeah.
I can see from the point of view of management and the scouts, you're doing very serious business, and you don't want to be in a crowd full of, you know, half-drunk stadium people and all that shit. I can see it from that point of view. The draft is not high on my list for, you know, if they're not going to have a draft for the fans anymore, I'm not going to go out and fucking flip park benches and do that anything.
I mean, like, I'm not like throwing a tantrum about it. It just makes me sad, like, for the fan experience.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah.
Just because it was really cool to be able to go.
Yeah, it was really cool to be able to go. But like, it's not like every fan could even go, right? It's just like,
no, exactly,
one hockey game full of people.
Yeah,
it's a weird thing, but I, you know, saving money, give me a fucking break.
There's been more penny pinching from the NHL the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
now I get it, COVID factors into things.
Yeah, and they are like the lowest
revenue league. However, we're also talking about millionaires where they not only own a hockey team, they also own motherfucking beer.
Yeah.
Mr. Molson, and all that stuff.
Buildings.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
So goddamn dumb.
It's not about us. It's about money for everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that's fun. All right, we got 5 minutes left. I want to start off. I went to see, I'm a big Godzilla fan. There is a new show on Apple TV called Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, which is playing upon the most recent Godzilla movies that that Hollywood have done, as opposed to the more traditional Japanese ones. And it fucking sucks. It is fucking awful. It is terrible. It is so god-awful terrible that the best actor in that show is one of the guys from fucking Workaholics.
Ooh.
If you recall that comedy show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he's actually quite good. And you want to know who else is in it? Kurt fucking Russell is in this show.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this now.
And he's actually decent, but the Workaholic guy, I'm like, makes sense. I believe your character. Wow. Now, what's cool is that they also casted Kurt Russell's son.
Yes.
In it. And Kurt Russell's son, most recently, for people that pay attention, is Wyatt Russell, whom got a bit of the light shone on him from a very interesting episode of Black Mirror. He's the one that plays the horror virtual reality game.
Ooh.
If you remember that one, and it was very, I don't want to say anything about that episode because I really liked it. I'm like, ooh, that was a cool shit. But he's more importantly to MCU fans, for the Marvel people, he plays the evil Captain America, who was debuted in Oh God, Falcon and the Winter Soldier series on Disney Plus. Anyway, vis-a-vis, I think I'm going to say that correctly. Godzilla Minus One came out, which was produced by Toho over in Japan, and I watched that movie, cried because it was so good. Then went to watch the latest episode of Monarch: Legacy of Monsters, and I swear to God, it felt like going from The Godfather to like The Room, or
Godfather
some,
three.
yeah, something like that. Just a an incredible movie, and then just a steaming pile of shit. Shit.
That's a shame.
For people that are into Godzilla, Godzilla Minus One might be, oh my God, like one of the best like traditional Godzilla movies in decades. Like I was flabbergasted. I was like, this is so interesting and cool. The last 20 minutes, all the Godzilla Japanese movies are gonna have a jump the shark moment, and it happened. But I was like, I don't even care because I love the rest of the movie so much. I just don't even care that they did that. It's fine. I
We're
was so happy.
entertained.
Oh my God, I was so entertained. I was so happy. It was about a guy that was a kamikaze pilot in World War II who decided not to kamikaze stuff, so he had survivor's guilt after the war in Japan. And then he's like, "Oh no, Godzilla wants to see my girlfriend." I'm like, "Oh, the drama." I was like, "Yes, it's perfect." It was really good.
That's cool. To
That's all I had.
There's an interesting thing. Me, what I've been watching is like too depressing. I watched one a documentary on Netflix about a cult. I didn't really
Sweet.
know what it was about going into it, other than the cult aspect, and it is fucked,
Is it the one about
fucked.
the mom, like
Is it the
mother or
Mormons?
whatever?
It's not the fucking Mormons. I was listening
Fucking
to another
Mormons.
podcast, incidentally, that brought up a Mormon, but they don't like to be called Mormons anymore because guess what?
It's a
There's a
slur.
bad, well, yeah, it's there's like all kinds of negative things if you say Mormon. Now they're the Latter-day Saints.
Oh
But
my
no,
God, it's
this
so
was,
bad. Fucking jerk off on Latter-day
so
Saints.
bad.
My God.
Wanking motion.
Yeah.
So this is it's called Escaping Twin Flames.
Oh
It's
yeah,
extremely
that one.
disturbing. And I saw that, but I've been listening to a podcast. I realize that I'm talking to the wrong demographic here more than likely, but it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It's actually housed on Apple Podcasts, and
Ooh.
it's called Wiser Than Me. And so she gets on, she started this podcast because she thought, you know, nobody talks to old ladies, so I'm going to talk to a bunch of old ladies. They're going to see what they have to teach us.
Good.
And so her first episode was with Jane Fonda, and
Ho
that one was, I was fucking entertained. Now, the interesting thing to me was that I thought I was listening to me, the way that she loves to like drop the F-bombs and everything as well. It was
ho.
very fun. The conversations go all over the place. She's got great questions, and I think that because of the sort of experience of her subjects, it's just a very, I find it fascinating. So that was very good. I wanted to
Awesome.
mention, yeah, that's just very quickly. And so, Dave, you were talking about Wyatt Russell. Wyatt Russell is quite the hockey player.
No
Like
shit.
he, yeah, they were trying to, he was going to go pro. They moved up to Vancouver so that he could play hockey.
Could you imagine if we had Kurt Russell's son on the Habs?
Oh my
Could you
God.
imagine Kurt Russell in Montreal? Forget that he's Kurt Russell. Dude, oh my God. I would take that celebrity connection any day. Oh my
Quite
God.
the hockey player. So obviously that didn't pan out, but yeah, famous family in Vancouver for a while there.
Fucking
So I'm done.
Roadhouse.
No,
Roadhouse. It's Roadhouse. Right, sorry.
wasn't Roadhouse Patrick Swayze?
Wasn't it both of
I
them?
think it was Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Oh, am I? Oh, yep, there it is. Yep, my bad.
Yeah. Why
Shit!
Kurt Russell was yeah, he's the dad in all of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what did he used to do before he sold out? Big Trouble in Little China. There it is. Tombstone. Holy shit, what a movie. Escape from New
Overboard.
York. There's the big one. The Thing. Oh man, he what a career. He is 72 years old, Kurt Russell. Doesn't look a day past 64. What'd you watch, Beth?
Yeah, Beth.
Still Bob's Bur Just Bob's Burgers. I haven't started anything new. I am very much like a creature comfort person, and I just
Yeah.
watch the same stuff over and over again.
Well, don't
So
watch
don't
fucking
watch.
Monarch Legacy of
No, I
Monsters.
wasn't planning on it,
Nobody knows.
but thank you for letting me know.
Unless you want to see how not to write people of our age. Or I think maybe they meant them to be mid-20s people. I don't know. But I was like, I'm like, man, I go to the bar all the time with college people and they do not act like this.
Noted.
It's just my life. Okay? I sit at the bar, I hear conversations, and everything that I heard in this conversation was not in Monarch Legacy of Monsters. Crap! And that's it, we're done. Bye. We will never get those 8 minutes back.
Recipe.
One of the finest, finest.